The learning laws of Shabbos, Simon Reish Mem Test, is entitled Dinim Hashayochim L'Erev Shabbos. Some things which pertain to the Friday. The Mechaber begins by saying In Holchim B'Erev Shabbos, which is begins similar to where the previous Simon left off, talking about a boat traveling too close to Shabbos. So too, in general, a person should not travel Yosim Shosh Par So'os Kadeshi Agil Veso B'Od Hayom Gadol. It advises that one should not be involved in extensive traveling on Erev Shabbos in order that they'll be able to get home to their destination, where they're going to be spending the Shabbos while there is still plenty of time left. It says, V'yochel ha'chin sarche sudul Shabbos. Not only just getting there, but also having all the necessary preparations well before the onset of the Shabbos. Meisha ha'chel beis acherim. Doesn't make a difference if you're going to a friend's house and where you don't have to prepare anything or your own, what you do, you still have to make sure you get there with ample time. This exception in which we say that a person has to make sure not to be involved in a lot of traveling is only in a situation where you are in a place in which one could properly observe the Shabbos. Where you are right now, you can't make the proper preparations. If the place that you stop is not going to be a very safe place, which of course, to put yourself in sakana, just to follow this halacha, we're not going to tell you to do. Rather, of course, you can travel a much greater distance in order for you to be able to be in a safe environment in which you're able to observe the Shabbos properly. And in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is specifically referring to walking by foot. And I say about agola or roichev al sus, if a person is traveling in other means, in which by wagon or by horse, and I say a mehera, in which the traveling goes much faster, going more miles per hour than by foot, then yuchali sahar mi yosim shosh par sos. This measure that the Shulchan Aruch provides for us is not necessary. We can certainly go much further than that. Ashlishiyom, he says, really should only travel up until the third part of the day, which on a perfect 12-hour day would only be 4 hours into the morning. And he quotes the Bach that says that there are those who are more lenient when it comes to traveling by wagon. Lisa fil achachatzos hayom, but a person is allowed to even continue traveling while it's midday. But you should, again, still make sure that you're in your place well in time and able to make the proper preparations. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us something which is more practical for ourselves. The Medinos Elu, in our countries where we live, we already have our Shabbos meals prepared. We're not coming home an hour before Shabbos and just making and starting our meals. Everything is perhaps prepared on Thursday or whatnot. L'chein, or you'll just go to your local glatmart. Ein is harin b'zeh klal. In that situation, you don't have to worry about it at all. Ben k'shehoyel chaveso ol larech b'veis acherim. In that situation, we don't have the same stringencies of making sure that you're at the place right before or much before Shabbos, because the preparations are already well already prepared. The harbi achronim reisi shikasvu. There are numerous achronim that write. A person nonetheless should take to heart not to travel so close to the onset of Shabbos. As we all know, and I'm sure we all have our horror stories, or more than one, that we sometimes stumble. A person could certainly be stuck in on a highway, in which on Friday afternoons is never pleasant. And unfortunately, here you are stuck in a box called a car, and you have nowhere to go, and the sun is setting. Sometimes you're not going to get to your home, or wherever you're staying, until it's already mamish dark. And therefore, of course, there's a major problems with Chil Shabbos. We should put into our hearts, but far, even if we're living in a village where there's not so much traffic, we should not listen to the inclination or yetzahara that would just say, "Oda yom gadol, there's plenty of time." I heard the the traffic report, it sounds pretty good, so I can wait to the last second. Sometimes waiting to the last second ends up waiting beyond the last second and being Mechal Shabbos. So one has to be careful with that. Just see one last point brought down in Sif Beis. Also, Iqboa be'erev Shabbos Seuda u'mishne she'enu rogil b'me'achol. Another thing that one has to avoid when it comes to Erev Shabbos is having a large seuda, a large meal, and something in which should not be on that particular day. It says, Ve'fil hi sudas erusin. Even in the event of an engagement, which one wants to celebrate this joyous occasion, it should not be done on Friday. V'mnei kovet ha-shabbos, she'echanes le-shabbos k'shu ta'ev le'echol. The proper way a person should enter in the Shabbos is to enter with an appetite so that they'll be able to truly appreciate and to have an onik Shabbos. V'chol ha-yom v'chlal ha-iser. Doesn't matter what point of the day, all the time one should not have this seuda. And the Mishnah Berurah points out the idea of Kavod Shabbos, in which numerous chronim write the reason, v'yesh yakos v'tam, shemitoch tirdas ha-seuda. Because you're being so tarred and involved in this particular meal that you're making, well, you ask to start the Shabbos. You're going to just completely forget about the Shabbos. It's going to be something which is secondary. It'll take a distant second. Therefore, one should not have a seuda on Erev Shabbos. And on this, the Ramah says, of course, with the exception, if it's something which pertains directly to the day, for example, if you have a bris milah, in which happens to fall out, or a pidyon ben on the Friday, then of course one is allowed to have a seuda. It says, well, echov lishtos, bleak via seuda, when it comes to having a meal, which is not necessarily a set meal, you know, having bread, it feels seuda shragubba b'chol, even if it's a meal that you would normally have on a weekday, nothing too extensive. Kol hayom mutu lahaskam in a din. Technically speaking, you can have this meal all the way through the entire Friday. Abul mitzvah himana mugboa seuda. It's better to withhold yourself from having a set meal. Shenahugba b'chol, mitesha shaos l'malo. From 9 hours on into the day, which means, let's say, 3 hours, based on Shos Manios, before sunset, one should not have a large set meal. And the Mishnah Berurah says these 3 hours are really not set, and we'll conclude with a sentence. You have to assess yourself, and you have to ask, if I'm about to eat this meal, is it going to cause me that I'm not going to have a desire to enjoy the seuda Shabbos, the Friday night meal? If that is in fact the case, then one should make sure to refrain from having such a meal.